If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Attention, Ditto Heads. Attention, Bo Scouts.
Goes by the pseudonym Bo Snerdly.
It's time for the Soul of Excellence.
He is a radio host at 77 WABC here in New York.
The Rush Hour is on the air.
Rush.
Now, here's Bo Snerdly.
I'm trying to decide what to say to open the show with today. WABC Talk Radio 77, James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, here with you. It's Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour, and we have a lot to do this hour. Mark Stein, of course, will be joining us. It is Tuesday. If you'd like to be part of the program, 800-848-WABC is the number to call, 800-848-9222. We have another day of recriminations, another day of slander, another day of political warfare being conducted by the Democrats and their allies in the mainstream press against all things conservative, against Tucker Carlson in particular, and Lee Stefanik. Those are the two that the left is, I guess, are trying to do a coordinated takedown of. And we have a lot of examples today of something that I talked about yesterday, which we will get to shortly, which is the origin of this so-called theory that liberals keep claiming has originated from conservatives, that being the great replacement theory that supposedly is behind what this deranged evil person did in Buffalo, New York. If you didn't hear the show yesterday, I'll just briefly go over. You know, I was born in Buffalo, New York. I have family, a lot of family, on both sides, my mother's side and my father's side in Buffalo, New York. My mom hails from Alabama, but she was visiting her aunt in Buffalo, New York, when she met my dad, who lived next door from her aunt. As a result, I have family on both sides in Buffalo. This Tops store, I have been in Tops stores. I am almost certain, within probably 99-98% certain, that I have been in this very store where this horrible shooting occurred. I've been in many Tops stores over the years in the Buffalo area, the grocery stores, because this one happens to be four blocks away from where one of my other relatives lives in Buffalo, that I spent a great deal of time at that house, a section what we used to call Cold Springs, Jefferson Avenue. You've seen that. I used to walk up and down Jefferson Avenue. Didn't everybody in the neighborhood? So this is, of course, a bit more personal than many stories, because, you know, when you've gone places, when you know the neighborhood, when you know some of the people in the neighborhood, of course, there's a different perspective that you bring to your thoughts about something. The way that the left is going about using this to demonize, slander, and commit warfare against Republicans is simply stunning, and conservatives. These attacks on Tucker Carlson are endless. You know what they remind me of? They remind me of the way that the media, these same people in the leftist, far leftist media used to try to take Rush down. Okay, and this was started ever since they identified him as one of their political enemies because he was changing minds, he was persuasive, and he had many people listening. And like Tucker, of course, Rush did his homework and always did his homework, always was well prepared to make an argument, and they hated it. They hated him. They did their best to slander him over the years. Some of the groups that were involved in slandering Rush are the same ones now that are trying to slander Tucker Carlson, trying to slander Fox News, trying to slander at least Stefanik, That's no surprise. And ABC News, not to be confused with WABC, two different companies now, once upon a time, way, way back when, part of the same organization. But ABC News, what's left of ABC News, after Buffalo shooting, experts question whether America can face its far right-wing extremism problem. So you see, today, now the question coming from these agents of propaganda on the left is, well, these far right-wing extremists are just the biggest threat to America that there is. Now, let us say unequivocally that what has happened in Buffalo is horrific. It is evil. It is painful to witness. It is horrible. And every other negative adjective that you can assign to it. That said, let us also put in perspective something. These 10 people that died in Buffalo, New York, are part of a death toll of black lives that in America every weekend is chilling. There have been reports of what has happened in Chicago, what has happened in New York, what has happened in every major city in America that Democrats run on a regular basis, children being shot and killed every weekend, or stabbed or murdered. And Joe Biden, and we'll hear from our own Jacqueline Carl soon, in fact, within a minute or two, hopefully, because she has the coverage of Biden's and Joe Biden's speech today, which, by the way, I did not watch. I did not want to upset myself with it, because I knew where it was going, and from what I've read, it went exactly there. But what happened in Buffalo is a drop in the ocean of the culture of death that Democrats have, through their policies, brought to America. And you can just look at reports coming out of every major population area in any given weekend, and the number of black lives that are taken in murder and some criminality far outpaces what happens in Buffalo. And that is not to say that two rights make a wrong. Of course they don't. But I'm saying, where is the concern that this happens week after week after week after week after year after year after year in black neighborhoods across the United States of America? Joe Biden doesn't give a damn. Joe Biden doesn't show up. The Democrat Party never gives a damn. They don't care about those black lives. They don't care about the millions of black lives that are destroyed in the wombs of women across America that are black, and how that has changed culturally. You know, once upon a time, black women had the lowest rate of abortion in this country. Now they have the highest. This is exactly what Margaret Sanger and those eugenicists wanted, to see this wholesale genocide happening. They don't. The Democrats don't comment on that. In fact, what they say is, it's not good enough to have an abortion policy that stops after certain trimesters. Let's abort up until the point of birth or even after. We had some audio yesterday that we weren't able to get to, where we have an advocate saying it doesn't matter, even up to 2 years old, abort them. And if you don't think that is for real, we'll play it for you. But this idea that America's biggest problem is far right-wing extremism is absurd. I'm not trying to minimize it. These sort of hateful actors and actions should be dealt with harshly. If I had my way, the shooter would be on trial this week and executed next week, if he was found guilty and if he were sane at the time that these horrific crimes were committed. But what about the crimes and the deaths that have been committed by the left-wing extremists, the Antifas, the BLMs, and all the rest of them? They are ignored wholesale in this nation's media. There is no balanced reporting at all. This is all a political sham, and they will exploit anything, any tragedy, regardless of how heinous it is, to try to score political points. Chuck Schumer implores Fox News leaders to stop amplification of replacement theory. Well, I'm going to get to that, because the replacement theory is a theory that has been introduced to the company and to this country by the Democrat Party. And I have examples of it today. But Joe Biden was in Buffalo, New York today. WABC's Jacqueline Carl has that story. Jacqueline, what happened this afternoon?
All right. So as you said, the president and the first lady visited Buffalo, New York today, where a gunman killed 10 people Saturday in what's being investigated as a hate crime. President Biden talked about white supremacy.
White supremacy is a poison. It's a poison running through. It really is. Running through our body politic. And it's been allowed to fester and grow right in front of our eyes. No more.
Biden also called the shooting domestic terrorism. The alleged shooter is being held in lieu of $1 million bail. His next court appearance is Thursday in Buffalo. Biden says silence about white supremacy is complicity and condemn those spreading racist lies. Hochul's, you know, talking about how we should really call out social media more and these sites where, you know, people can go to get ramped up about racial, you know, just get their minds twisted, you know?
Yeah. So the problem again, and this is from Hochul, this is Chuck Schumer, the elected Democrat Party, and their mainstream press. The major problem in America is right-wing extremism in the form of white nationalism, they have been saying, and white supremacy. Okay, we're going to address that. Jacqueline, thank you so much. We'll talk to you later in the hour. There's some other news we want to catch up with.
You got it.
In the meantime, let us take a break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, I have been waiting all week, as I do every week, to talk with this man. By the way, his TV show is just killing it. GB News, it is killing it. Mark Stein joins us. Do not go anywhere. We're coming right back.
James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is the Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush.
Oh, I like to greet the sun each morning.
He's always mistakenly British.
Teen crumpets. Cheerio.
But he's really a Canuck. Known on all seven continents.
Oh, I know who you are.
America's undocumented anchorman. He's a recording star and a TV star. Tuesdays, James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, presents Mark Stein.
Now that's right, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, our international hero. If you looked closely at the pictures of the Queen after she stepped out for the Jubilee, you will see to her right, Mark Stein. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. He was there, and now he's here. How are you, Mark?
I didn't think you'd spot that, James. Yes, we went and had a nice pot of Darjeeling and some Welsh, or maybe it was Irish tea cakes after the ceremony. So you're right. Yeah, that's where I was.
Congratulations, Mark. Your TV show is killing it. GB News, the ratings are just amazing. It is becoming more and more people are finding it. They're watching it. And in fact, I would like to just call the attention. You know, Piers Morgan has a TV show, but apparently people have decided they'd much rather watch you than that other Brit fellow, Piers Morgan. So congratulations on that.
You know, you're very fortunate, and your listeners are very fortunate too, James, because in New York City, you do not have Piers Morgan's face confronting you from every bus shelter, from every bus side, from every underground subway train, from every overground Amtrak train, whereas in the United Kingdom, I think there's one bus. I think it's on the Shetland Islands off the northern tip of Scotland. But I believe they've actually got a bus there that does not have Piers Morgan's face on it. So you should be thankful for small buses that New York Mass Transit doesn't make you sit looking at Piers Morgan all for your morning commute.
I am grateful. Mark, this thing in Buffalo, I am almost certain, within 99%, I've been in that store. I used to walk along Jefferson Avenue. I was born in Buffalo. My aunt lives four blocks away, lived four blocks away from where the shooting took place. And I'm naturally horrified by it, and as we all are. But what the Democrats, the liberals, and their agents in the mainstream press are doing with this is just, it is evil. They are attacking everybody that they can, particularly Tucker Carlson, particularly Elise Stefanik, and Fox News, of course, their ever-present enemy, and claiming that they are responsible for this because they have amplified, quote-unquote, the replacement theory. Can you weigh in on this, please, Mark?
Yeah, I don't know Buffalo as well as you do, James, but it's real to me in a way that, you know, a lot of places on the map aren't, because I was born in Toronto, which is just an hour up the Queen Elizabeth Way from Buffalo. So if you're in Toronto, certainly at that time, if you're in Toronto, you had your Canadian channels and then you watched the American networks from Buffalo. So every night at 6 o'clock, you see the local news from Buffalo. And so all kinds of places like Lackawanna become real to you in a way that most American places aren't. And that was certainly my experience. And what's slightly creepy is to see a place that is real to you, that is an actual place, Buffalo, New York, you know, the Niagara River, Niagara on the Lake, all important stuff. It's in the War of 1812 and very real, whichever side of the border you're on. And to see within 20 minutes the Democrats turn it into something totally fake just because it's politically useful to them. And we're getting worse at this. Clinton did a bit of it with the Oklahoma City bombing. I happened to be in Oklahoma City at the time, and I found that very weird then.
Wow.
Because Clinton, if you recall, was trying to blame it on Rush, in fact.
Well, he tried to blame it on Rush, exactly.
And as I said, I was there, and it was real, and it was weird to see the disconnect between what Clinton was saying and the reality on the ground. And likewise, I thought it was the same with Joe Biden. It's politically useful, as you were saying earlier. What matters to the Democrats is, oh, here's a bunch of dead people, and there's a bunch of dead people. Which one serves our political agenda? There's a lack of humanity about this. You know, as you were saying, people are getting shot all over the map all the time. But they don't matter unless they're politically useful to the Democrats. And by that, I don't mean just, you know, blowhards on MSNBC, but the president alleged himself, Joe Biden, whoever's putting words into this dead husk of a moth-eaten suck puppet's mouth, is putting in words that are actually completely deplorable for a head of state. And you mentioned the Queen. That one of the actual, I hate to do this to you, James, but one of the advantages of this is that there is a time to be a head of state and there's time to be a head of government. And so if you go to Buffalo to give a speech and you didn't go to anywhere else to give a speech with recent mass killings, what you should do is give a head of state's speech, where you should express sympathy for the families of the dead. And you should leave the politics at home in your head of government box and use it when you're addressing the Democrat convention or whatever.
Now, Mark, I'd like to go back to something here, because as soon as I started hearing en masse the mainstream media figures all start to jump on the narrative of this replacement theory, the first thing I thought about was, well, I know where this replacement theory came from. And so I'd like both of us to listen to an MSNBC host, Melissa Harris Perry, who happens to be an African-American woman.
Right.
And let us see what she has to say in what is now being called the replacement theory. Go ahead and hit it.
A change is coming to America, a change that may reconfigure who we are and how we see ourselves. America is browning. In 2008, the Pew Research Center projected that by 2050, America will no longer have any single racial group that constitutes a majority. In other words, Pew projected that in a few short decades, white people will become a minority within the United States. That means that by 2050, the Latino share of the U.S. population could reach as high as 29%, African Americans at 13%, and Asian Americans up to 9%. That would equal a grand total of 51%. No longer a minority. Pew's numbers and their timeline are not hard and fast certainties. They're projections based on immigration patterns, birth rates, and current global and national trends. But they do point to a likely outcome, an America that is increasingly characterized by citizens who are not white. These data were released, and the conversation about them became robust just as the presidential campaign of a young senator from Chicago was hitting its stride. As a result, the election of America's first black president became indelibly tied with a conversation about the browning of America. And that means this story is not just about demographics. This story is about politics. And the politics of the browning America have become both more complicated and more urgent in the years since Pew first told us that our country is changing.
Mark, the browning of America. I have a story here from Vox.com, 29 print pages,
yeah.
White threat in a browning America. Ezra Klein. I have another story from NPR, how the browning of America is upending both political parties. I have another story here from SUNY about a book that they have, The Browning of America and the Evasion of Social Justice. Another story from Essence Magazine, preparing for the browning of America. And it goes on and on and on. And yet, the same thing that we're talking about is what they're calling now the replacement theory is suddenly bad and is certainly evil. And it's that evil Tucker Carlson and that evil Elise Stefanik and that evil Fox News that needs to stop talking about this.
Well, it's very interesting to me. I very well remember 2012, Kirsten Powers on the night of the election referred to the browning of America. She's a very nice lady of Democrat persuasion. She's talking about the browning of America and people pointing out that if Mitt Romney won a higher percentage of the so-called white vote than Ronald Reagan did in 1984, and the reason he didn't have a big landslide victory was because of the browning of America. Browning of America. Oh, have you heard about the browning of America? Oh, I really like the browning of America. And so Kirsten Powers and MSNBC and everyone can talk about, but if, you know, Sean Hannity mentions to Tucker Carlson the browning of America, that, and Glenn Beck says, oh, yeah, the browning of America. I've heard something about that, too. So the browning of America is a complete white supremacist conspiracy theory when Glenn Beck and Tucker Carlson are chewing the fat about it. But the browning of America is actually a cause for celebration when Kirsten Powers and Melissa Harris-Perry are talking about it. You can't have that. You can't say this subject can be spoken about by one group of people, but not another group of people. And that's actually how you get more of what happened in Buffalo. If people start feeling not only is this a thing, but that it's a thing we're not allowed to talk about it, that's one way to get an awful lot more of it.
I agree with you. One last quick story. Let's leave this behind for a moment, and we will resume. Mark, there's so much more to be said about this. But today was a day in Congress that we haven't seen talked about in over 50 years. They've finally taken it on. There are UFOs out there, Mark. Area 51. Yeah. It's real. The aliens might really be here.
Yeah, this is actually the alienization of America. While we're all, that's what they haven't yet figured out. The replacement theory is ultimately aliens from planet Zongo. You know, the thing about it, actually, is I'm sort of neutral on this. I don't quite know why we're talking about it. But on the other hand, if I woke up tomorrow and saw that it turns out that Joe Biden actually is a very primitive animatronic figure created on planet Zongo and then placed on Earth, I would find that actually more plausible than, U.S. taxpayers are funding gain-of-function research at a Chinese communist lab in Wuhan. I would find the space alien theory far more plausible than any of the things that have actually happened these last couple of years. So it may be that these space aliens are the cavalry coming over the horizon from a distant galaxy. I'll take anything, given the present reality.
Mark, as always, thank you so much. Look forward to it. Congratulations again. Tell people where they can find your TV show, the one that is absolutely killing the competition.
You can find it, you can watch from anywhere on the planet at gbnews.uk or over at steinonline.com.
Yep, steinonline.com. Thank you, Mark Stein, James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdley. It's Bo Snerdley's Rush Hour. We're coming back, a lot more, including your calls, right after this.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Talk Radio 77 WABC. It's the Rush Hour with Bo Snerdley.
Goes by the pseudonym Bo Snerdley.
Rush.
Now here's Bo Snerdley. And now, Bo Snerdley's Rush Hour presents
Rush.
Jacqueline's Got News.
Jacqueline, we asked you to come back because there are three more stories that we need to talk about. Why don't you run through them?
All right. New York City now at a high COVID alert level. We went from medium to high today. Mayor Adams upgraded the alert today because of recent surge in COVID-related hospitalizations. Now, that's what they were keeping their eye on, the hospitalizations. New York City Health Commissioner Dr. Ashwin Fasan put out a statement saying, in part, now's the time to double down on protecting ourselves and each other. So far, the mask mandates have not been mandated, but they are highly recommended. And I have a feeling we could go back to them. That's what they're saying. But that hasn't happened yet today. Now kids ages 5 to 11 can get a booster shot. Tuesday, the FDA authorized a Pfizer booster shot for them. This age group can get their booster 5 months after they've had their first two vaccinations. So that's new. And, of course, that sad story, 11-year-old girl hit by a stray bullet and killed. This happened at almost 5 p.m. Monday when she was caught in the crossfire of a shooting in the Bronx. Shots were fired at Westchester Avenue and Fox Street when two men on a moped drove by. Police say the man on the back of the moped was targeting a group of men standing on the corner. Attending a New York City vigil for those killed in the Buffalo supermarket shooting, New York City Mayor Eric Adams spoke out about the Bronx shooting.
I was late getting here tonight because I was at Lincoln Hospital with the parents of young Kiara, 11-year-old baby. Kiara was the victim of a drive-by shooting. And I went to the hospital and I prayed with them. The doctors stated that they were going to work on her throughout the night. My staff had just leaned over to me and said that we lost her.
The 11-year-old was outside a nail salon on Fox Street when she was shot in the stomach. They tried to help her at the nail salon. She was taken to Lincoln Hospital, where she died. The death of the 11-year-old is the latest in a string of shootings which have killed or injured young children. Police are still looking for the shooter, and they ask anyone with any information to come forward.
Jacqueline, thank you for the news. We appreciate it. And we will hear from you most likely tomorrow. The news never stops here on WABC. Thank you for keeping all of us in touch.
Have a good one.
You too. Ladies and gentlemen, okay, we have another 11-year-old dead, even as we're mourning the 10 people that were shot and killed in Buffalo, New York. And as I said, you can go in almost any American city any weekend, and you'll find 11-year-olds. You'll find newborns. You'll find babies in strollers. You'll find kids in elementary school. You'll find adults, their bodies strewn. Their bodies strewn over the streets, rife with gunshot wounds, stab wounds, or whatever. This question of violence in our cities is an issue that has not abated in years. And yet, what do we get from our president? What do we get from our first lady? What do we get from the Democrat Party? What do we get from the mainstream media in America? What we get is the biggest problem that we have are these far-right extremists. We can't have that. These white nationalists, these white extremists, these white supremacists. Now, James will not make ever light of these people who are fundamentally ruled by hate in their life. They are evil. Make no mistake about it. These people that carry their racial hatred with them are evil. They have always been evil. Whether they come in the garb of an Adolf Hitler, whether they come in the garb of a Planned Parenthood founder named Margaret Sanger, they are evil. And what they bring and what have they have brought to earth has been nothing but misery, death, destruction, and evil. That is who they are. But so are the people who kill this young girl in the Bronx. So are the people who go on rampages in Chicago, in Atlanta, in Detroit, in Philadelphia, in Washington, in Portland, every weekend. And yet we have a mainstream media that will ignore their deaths, the death of all those victims, because they are not politically expedient deaths. We do have a problem with white supremacy. We have a problem with black racism. We have a problem in some cases with Asian racism. We have a problem with human racism, because racism, sadly, afflicts people of every strata of human beings. So does bigotry. So does stupidity. But this continued narrative that the left is building up is doing nothing but fueling racial division in this country. The mainstream media is the biggest threat to America's national security there is, because of the way that they foster hatred in this country, that they pit one group of people against another for their own gain. They do it all the time. Yeah, look, and then you have people like this. This is an American Wire news story today. Swalwell suffers epic beatdown after using his four-year-old to push for banning already banned guns. This is this character, Eric Swalwell, the California Democrat. He put a tweet out. My four-year-old just FaceTimed to ask, what am I going to do to help the people in Buffalo? And why did the bad man do this? He said it was absolutely gutting. Well, it wasn't soon before people responded to that. And I love some of these responses. One came from Daniel Greenfeld, who tweeted out, hey, your four-year-old also emailed me. He wants to know what I'm doing to prevent his father from sleeping with Chinese spies. We had another from Ali. My newborn, upon exiting the womb, looked up at me with barely opened eyes and asked why politicians feel the need to create fictional stories about their offspring. Another. My two-year-old called me on Zoom to ask me why you had sex with a CCP spy. Absolutely gutted. Well, this is what you get. I thought I saw in this newspaper story in response to Eric Swalwell's sleazy tweet, one from Derek Hunter. Derek Hunter, he guest hosted for us once on the Rush Show. Derek is an amazing writer. He's a good friend. And he had a response to this, too. Liberals exploit their children in really gross ways. If your four-year-old is watching the news, what does he think about your banging the Chinese spy? So those are the kind of responses that Eric Swalwell get as he tried to exploit this tragedy. This is James Golden. You listen to Bo Snerdley's Rush Hour. We're coming back. Your calls, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Oh, wait a minute, folks. We have a backup number. Let me give you a number. 833. Here's the number to call us. Write this down. It's a backup number we're using today. 833-969-4447. That number, 833-969-4447. James Golden, a.k.a. Snerdly, coming back right after this. Remember, Cats at Night comes on right after this show. We still have a lot to talk about, so please don't go away. Keep it right here on 77 WABC.
It's the Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Goes by the pseudonym Bo Snerdly.
Rush.
Now here's Bo Snerdly.
ABC Talk Radio 77 in New York with Earth, Wind and Fire bringing us back. We had some telephone problems, so we used another number. Let me give it to you again. And if you want to call in to this number, you will be able to reach us in the remaining moments of the program. 833-1-833-969-4447. 833-969-4447. There is a new piece of legislation in South Carolina. Lawmakers introduced the Save Women's Sports Act earlier this year. It requires students participate in sports that align with their biological sex on their birth certificate. This means girls only. South Carolina bans biological men from playing women's sports. This is the 16th state to explicitly ban biological males from women's sports, according to the American Principles Project. Those states, very quickly, Idaho, Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, West Virginia, Montana, Alabama, Florida, Tejas, South Dakota, Iowa, Oklahoma, Arizona, Utah, and Kentucky. They're almost all red states, aren't they? Oh, yes, they are. Male athletes do not belong in our daughters' sports, period. APP President Terry Schilling said, and he referred to the organization's polling showing that a majority of Americans do not support trans surgeries or puberty blockers for minors. There was an interesting exchange between Marco Rubio and an NIH official at a hearing just about this very thing. We'll either try to get to it tomorrow or we will get to it on the weekend. Tomorrow, please, 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 please make a note of this. Tell your friends, if they're fans, not only of this show, but if they're friends of freedom, that tomorrow Governor Ron DeSantis will join us here on Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour. Governor DeSantis. Governor Ron DeSantis will be here on Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour. If you have questions for Governor DeSantis, you can always drop them off and drop me a line at my website, jamesgolden.com, or BoSnerdly.com, either one. You can also sign up for our twice-a-day news blast. There was a soundbite that I tried to get to during the week, but we didn't get it. We were talking about the abortion issue, this Roe versus Wade issue. This is just kind of a one-off. I may play it again on the weekend, but there was an activist that was out in the streets, obviously one of the people upset that Roe v. Wade may go away. And she was being interviewed by a person who wanted to know what she thought the cutoff should be for abortions. Listen to this exchange. Go ahead.
Do you believe in abortion after birth? Would you support?
I believe in whatever the woman wants to choose to do, that's her choice.
At any point of the child's life?
At any point of the lady's life, that's her choice.
To kill another person's body?
It's going to always be her choice.
Even after the baby's born?
It's always her choice.
So if they're 2 years old?
It's always her choice.
I can kill my two-year-old?
It's a woman's right to choose.
To kill their child at any point?
It's a woman's right to choose.
That is from a pro-choice rally. A woman being interviewed, even after birth, it's a woman's right to choose. Even 2 years old, it's a woman's right to choose. Well, let us go to Jacqueline in Brooklyn, New York. How are you, Jacqueline? WABC, you're on with Bo Snerdly. Hi there.
Thank you so much, James. I'm doing just fine, and I hope you are as well. I just wanted to thank you, first of all. You always talk the truth. You always bring the facts out to educate the public. And I hope the public really opens up their mind, their eyes, and their ears and looks into this information a little bit more. I want to thank you for everything you said, because that was basically everything that I wanted to comment on. And while I was trying to get in touch with you, I quickly looked up the birth rates on the U.S. government website. Birth rates, that clip that you played from that woman, that politician, if her mouth is moving, she was lying. Because birth rates from 2019 to 2020 have declined among all age groups and among all races. So it's just as you stated. All they want to do is pit us one against the other and divide and conquer. That's their MO, basically, and I hope the public wakes up to that fact and speaks up against it and changes the way that they vote for some of these demon rats that are always lying and manipulating.
Thank you, Jacqueline, so much. Thank you for your kind words. Thank you for your call. Do appreciate it. Hope to hear from you again. Let me just take another moment to comment on this, folks. You are going to be hearing, as you have been hearing since these shootings took place in Buffalo, New York, these very tragic, ugly, evil shootings. You hear these people out demanding that Fox News, as Chuck Schumer jumped on, oh, Fox News, you need to stop it. You need to stop promoting this idea of replacement theory. This is also taking place with some of the Democrat bad actors, not only just Schumer, but some of their other elected officials. And it's being amplified in the left-wing media in this country. Remember, I mentioned it yesterday. I found the evidence of it today because I just wanted to bring the facts to the table. You can look, and all you have to do is Google the phrase or whatever search engine you use, Browning of America. Democrats, liberals have been talking about this for over 20 years with glee, that there will be a day where white folks will get their comeuppance, because y'all are not going to be in the majority anymore. We will, meaning the minorities. And you're going to see what it feels like to be a minority. And they have been talking about this for 20 years. Ezra Klein, one of the big, big liberals here, Ezra Klein, white threat in Browning America. You have so many others. You have it from MSNBC. You have it from all these liberal outlets. NPR, for years, have been talking about the Browning of America. And now they're making a big deal because they're calling it the replacement theory, that evil. Tucker Carlson is doing nothing but stating what the Democrats have been talking about for over 20 years. And so now they slander and demonize him. They're trying to slander Elise Stefanik every day. They're slandering Fox News every day. They have been talking about this for 20 years with glee. Let us go to Brooklyn, New York. James, you're on with WABC's James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdy. It's Bo Snerdy's Rush Hour. What is on your mind? That's on his mind. Let us try Corey in Long Branch, New York. Corey, WABC Talk Radio 77. Are you there, Corey?
I'm here. It's Carmen from Long Branch. I called you before, Bo. I just heard that clip from the pro-life woman about killing a baby at 2 years old. I'm just wondering, Bo, maybe we could get in touch with her mother if she's alive and give her a few dollars to get rid of her daughter, because she's a complete idiot.
Well, I hate to laugh at something so serious, but of course.
I know. You can't make this up. It's impossible
to
dream of killing a two-year-old.
Well, it is not, though. Guess what? The Democrat bill that was put up that they wanted them to vote on, this Democrat bill that just failed the vote in the Senate, this bill had no restrictions on any term that woman could choose to abort up to the moment of birth. This is what the Democrat Party wants. They want women to have the right, as they call it, a right to kill human life. Now, contrast that. We played a clip the other day or read a story about another person, a representative on the Democrats, I think it was a Republican senator, who on the floor of the Senate held up a poster of turtles and turtle eggs. And he made the argument that in America, liberals protect turtle eggs and the eggs of eagles more than they do human life. And because if you harm a turtle egg, you will face stiff penalties if they're able to track you down. The same with the egg of a bald eagle. Now, this is strange from a party that says when an egg is fertilized, it's still not a human being. Yet, when an egg is fertilized in the turtle world, it represents a living being. When an eagle egg is fertilized in the eagle world, it represents a human being. And Democrats will find you or send you to jail if you tamper with or destroy the egg of a turtle or an eagle. Yet, when it comes to human life, they don't care. They only care about human life when they can use it for their political gain, as we have been seeing with this, the exploitation of this tragedy in Buffalo, New York. Remember, Ron DeSantis tomorrow. Tell your friends. You want to send questions, go to jamesgolden.com. Send me your questions for Governor DeSantis. We'll try to do as many as possible. Remember, John Katz up next. May God bless and protect each and every one of you and your families. We are coming back tomorrow. James Golden, Bo Snerdy's Rush Hour, right here on 77 WABC. So until tomorrow, my friends, be well. We'll see you then. Bye.